What happens if the trade war hits the tech industry? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson in for Molly Wood. The Trump administration is hearing testimony this week from businesses and industry groups affected by a pending fourth round of tariffs on Chinese imports. If enacted, these tariffs would cover an additional $300 billion worth of products, meaning nearly everything we buy from China would face a tariff. That's left some tech companies scrambling to try and shift their supply chains away from China. Others are lobbying to try and prevent the tariffs, but all face a similar question: whether to pass the extra costs of tariffs along to consumers. Let's talk more about this in Quality Assurance, a segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Stu Wu covers tech for The Wall Street Journal from Beijing. We talked about how tariffs will affect various consumer technology.
Let's take the iPhone, for instance. A lot of iPhone parts come from China. There were some reports from JP Morgan that said that if these tariffs take place, then it could raise the cost of an iPhone, making an iPhone by 15-20%. And it's unclear whether Apple would pass those costs on to consumers, but we're talking about a $150 increase in the price of the iPhone 10 if that happens.
So you mentioned iPhones already. Are there other products that we should be looking for in terms of the impact of these tariffs?
There's a lot of components. So anything that requires a computer chip might be affected. A lot of computer chips and other components are manufactured out here. And there's also some indirect costs that could rise because of these tariffs too. For instance, stuff that an internet provider like Comcast or a wireless provider like AT&T buys, they need cell phone tower equipment, they need internet routers, and that stuff is facing tariffs too. So while AT&T would be, for instance, paying those tariffs, they might raise the cost of your wireless plan because they have to pay more for that equipment.
Right, and that's the choice companies face right now. As their costs rise due to tariffs, they have to decide whether to absorb those costs or how much they might pass on to consumers. Are we hearing anything from companies as to what they're planning to do?
Cisco, for instance, already faced the 10% tariffs since last year. And they said, okay, 10%, we can absorb that. But once they went up to 25% last year, they said, we had to raise some prices for some of our equipment. We just can't absorb a 25% increase. A lot of people can take 10, they can't do 25.
And companies can also try and avoid the tariffs by shuffling their supply chains to bypass China altogether. What are we hearing from tech companies about their ability to do that?
Yeah, a lot of companies have said they've already taken steps to move production to their other factories outside China. Cisco has done that. Ericsson, which also makes cell phone tower equipment, they've done that too. But not every company can do that, and there's some logistics involved. For instance, if you wanted to move production from China to Vietnam, maybe you already have a factory there, but do you have enough workers to work at that factory? It's not easy to snap your fingers and say, hey, we'll just move it to another country. It's going to be difficult.
Right, and even if they could, there's going to be costs associated with that.
There's going to be costs, and you might not be able to manufacture a product as quickly or as well as you did before in China.
Stu Wu with The Wall Street Journal. Next week, President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet on the sidelines of the G20 in Japan. Both countries are hoping to make progress after negotiations stalled last month. And now for some related links. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer testified before Senate and House committees this week and defended Trump's use of tariffs on Chinese goods. Quote, if there's a better idea than tariffs, I'd like to hear it, he told the Senate Finance Committee. Also, Fortune took a look at why analysts expect iPhone production to largely remain in China, despite an offer from Foxconn, which assembles the phones, to move production to its facilities outside China. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is 8 p.m.
Marketplace turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're going back to the 80s. Check out our totally radical new thank you gifts that you can choose from when you become a Marketplace investor. Your donation, large or small, will help us keep bringing you news and information you trust for years to come. Donate today at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.